Maseches Pesachim, our Masechta for tonight, has 10 prakim and 4 topics. The first topic is Bedikas Chametz, checking for Chametz.
You want to say something?
The Mishnah tells us there is a requirement to do, the Mishnah at the very beginning, Orla Arba Asar, both Kenes HaChametz L'Or Aner. We'll tell the funny story after. But the Mishnah tells us there is a requirement to do Bedikas Chametz on the night of the 14th of Nisan. The Gemara in Pesachim, Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara in Pesachim, Dalet Amud Beis, tells us Bedikas Chametz is a Din Midrabanan. Because Bitul Chametz, nullifying Chametz, is good enough Mida Oraisa, even Belave. Either belave or bepeh. You could do it in your heart, you could do it verbally. Why was it instituted? Why? We always have to know the why behind the what. Why was Bedikas Chametz instituted? So this is Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. On Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Maseches Pesachim. Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Dibur Maschel Or. The Balei HaTosfos say, it was instituted, Bedikas Chametz, as a gzera shema yavo le'achlo. We have a gzera, maybe he's going to come and eat the Chametz. Very practical. And we're dealing with an Isser Kares here, so we have to be very careful. There exists a gzera of Bedika, specifically by Chametz, for a couple of reasons. One is because your Mekoros await you, because it's an Isser Kares, like we said before. The second reason, please get this down, the second reason is an Aramaic phrase known as Lo Bedili Inchimine. The first reason is it's an Isser Kares. The second reason is people can't keep their hands off of it. People are addicted to chametz. It's true, they've been eating it all year round. It's the type of food that people eat all year round. People are accustomed to it. Lo bedile inchimine. People cannot remove their hands from it. They cannot remove themselves from it. Rashi disagrees with the Balei HaTosfos. This is the second half of the Machlokas Yoshua. Get this down. Rashi in Pesachim, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, tells us the reason Bedikas Chametz was instituted was because we're afraid you'll violate Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh. Exactly, but please get that down. We're worried that bitul belev, nullifying it in your heart, nullifying it in your heart won't work. Because shema lo yivatel belev shali, maybe you won't be mevatel, maybe you won't be mevatel completely with a complete heart. So we're worried, according to Rashi, that you'll violate bal yirah bal yimatzeh. Comes the Gemara in Pesachim and of Zayin and Aleph and tells us, specifically with Bedikas Chametz, and this has major ramifications all over Shas and Kol HaTorah Kula, so listen carefully. The Gemara in Pesachim Dav Zayin Amud Aleph and Zayin Amud Beis tells us, HaBodek Tzarech SheYivarech. When you do Bedikas Chametz, you have to make a bracha. That's on Zayin Amud Aleph in Pesachim. What I was referring to ramifications and Afkamina in all of Shas is, and if I had more time, I would give this because it's in a shir in and of itself, is the Gemara in Pesachim Dav Zayin Amud Beis, which is Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Kol mitzvos mevarech alein over lasiyos. It's okay to get this down too, because it's very important. All birchos hamitzvos, every birchos hamitzvah, you have to do over lasiyos. It's what's called over lasiyos. You have to make the bracha before you do the action. This is everything. And the thing that Shas oriented is, you go through a million examples what the nusach habracha would be. Lehaniach tefillin al achilas matzah. When do you say lit? When do you say al? A whole group of klalim of when you say lit and al. The Gemara, just going back to what we were going to do. The Gemara in Pesachim, Zayin Amud Aleph, tells us, back to our regularly scheduled program, we aim for clarity. Habodek tzarech sheyivarech. When you do bedikas chametz, you have to make a bracha. Why would anyone have thought otherwise for a birach chametzvah? Of course you have to make a bracha, Jashi. Why would anybody have thought otherwise? So the Rush in Pesachim, Aleph Yud, Perek Aleph Simen Yud, tells us it's not a mitzvah. It's a chiddush. It's not a mitzvah. It's just done as a preventative measure. Kamash malon, it is a mitzvah. The havamina, I'm sorry. The havamina is that it's just, that it's exclusively, it alone is done, it is only done as a preventative measure. Kamash malon, it's also done as a birch mitzvah.
The havamina is that just beer is a mitzvah?
No, because
that it's just done as a preventative measure, yes. That, Shkoyach Zachary. The same way you can do it belave and not necessarily bepeh, the same way you can do it belave and not necessarily bepeh, meaning it doesn't need to be mashmi ali ozno because it's not a mitzvah. You don't need to verbalize it so that other people can hear it. It doesn't need to be audible, Ariel. You don't need to do it in a way that other people can hear it. The Gemara says, one who is going on a trip close to Pesach, so when should he do Bedikas Chametz? So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara says the one who leaves his house within 30 days of Pesach is mechuyev to do Bedikas Chametz no matter when he comes back. He's mechuyev to do it. He only makes a bracha at Or La'arba Asar. He only makes a bracha on Erev Pesach when he does it, the night of the 14th. But he definitely does it no matter when he comes back. What if he leaves more than 30 days before Pesach? So if Daito Lachzor, if he has in mind to come back, he does a Bedika. And if Ein Daito Lachzor, he does not do a Bedika. You have to do a Bedika either way, Jane. But Nafkamino, of when you're going to make a Bracha. The Ritva disagrees with this. Comes the Ritva, he disagrees with this, and he says, if he leaves 30 days before 30 days, even if Daito Lachzor, he doesn't make a bracha and doesn't do bedikas chametz.
Even before 30 days?
Yeah, that's according to the Ritva. What's the svara of 30 days based on, Josh? The svara of 30 days is based on the Gemara in Psachim, Davav Amud Beis. We had quoted from Zion before. We're all over the dial here tonight, as usual. The Gemara in Psachim, Davav Amud Beis at the top tells us, Shloshim Yom Kodem Lachag, you have to be Doresh, Lahalachos Lechag. That is also a sugya in and of itself. We prepare for that chag 30 days before. So that's where the rationale to do 30 days before, Zach, comes from. The nafkamina is whether or not you make a bracha. As I said before, and I'll say it a third or fourth time. The nafkamina is whether you make a bracha. We see that there are two dinim of bedikas chametz. The first is, get this down, the first is, within 30 days, two dinim, Yoshua. Within 30 days, bedikas chametz is a mitzvah. I would double underline mitzvah, just like I did in my notes. Bedikas chametz is a mitzvah. The second din is before 30 days. That way, bedikas chametz is just preventative. Zetmin funda, you see, from here, as they say in Yiddish, you can tell why there's a havamina and a maskana as to whether it's a mitzvah or just preventative. The havamina is, it's just preventative. The maskana is, right, kamash malan, is that it's a real mitzvah. How do we paskin? That's nafkamina is whether you make a bracha. How do we paskin halacha l'maisa? So the Rama comes and says you only make a bracha on Orla Arba Asar, only when you're doing it at that time, the night of the 14th. It's a machlokas, but generally assume that the mitzvah is bedikas chametz, not metzias chametz. Even if you don't find any chametz, we do put out those 10 pieces of chametz, but even if you didn't, let's say you didn't.
Is that just
That's just more, ceremonial. I'm telling you halacha l'maisa. And we should know this, halacha l'maisa, even if you don't find it, the mitzvah is bedikas chametz, not menias, not metzias chametz.
That's
the Rama, yeah. There is a machlokis haposkim in the following case. What if I have a room, we're moving forward, what if I have a room in my house that I will sell to a guy? Am I mechuyev to do bedikas chametz in that room? You're selling it to a guy. Must I do bedikas chametz in that room? What's the halacha? Some poskim say, of course you do bedikas chametz. Any chametz you find, you just leave there. Any chametz you find, Zaki, you leave there. And other poskim say, since we'll leave chametz there anyway, we'll lock the room. Don't do bedikas chametz. There are a couple of different practices about this. You could do either one, really. I think the second one is more followed. Our second topic for tonight. The first was bedikas chametz. Good, we're done with that. Second is the iser malacha on Erev Pesach. The prohibition to do work, do malacha on Erev Pesach. Iser malacha by Erev Pesach. Comes the Mishnah, the fourth parak, and tells us, this is the Mishnah of Makom Shenagu. This was my family learning shiur last year for the leadership program and everything else, because Talmud Torah relates to everybody. It was called the fascinating world of Minhagim. It's true. The fascinating world of Minhagim. And this is the parak, Makom Shenagu, Lasos Malacha Be'erev Pesach, the Mishnah opens in the fourth parak. I always say, Mishnayos Bal Peh, fellas, please, please, this is where all the Yedios Hashas is from. Yedios, 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 please. Makom Shenagu, Lasos Malacha Be'erev Pesach, Osin. Makom Shenagu, Shalom Lasos Be'erev Pesach, Ein Osin. You follow the Minog HaMakom. So that's what the Mishnah opens with in the fourth parak of Pesachim. Comes Rashi on that Mishnah and says, even though you could ask the same question by Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif, general Yom Tovim, not just Pesach, we don't ask the same question because there's a special din of Chatzos on Erev Pesach. There's a special din of Chatzos on Erev Pesach. From Chatzos and on, you can't do Malacha on Erev Pesach. You can't do Malacha, why not, Yoshua? So that you're not busy with your Malacha and then you forget to do Bir Chametz and Shechitas Korban Pesach. You have so much to take care of. You have to be devoted to preparations for the Seder, Meir Yibon HaMikdash, and in yesteryear, Shechitas Karban Pesach, as well as Bir Chametz. Especially since the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, our next marker, the Gemara in Psachim, Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, 109a, tells us you have to do Leil HaSeder preparations beforehand, so you can come home and begin the Seder immediately. This is an idea also that's shared in Hilchos Shabbos. It's important to get this down and to know this. When you come home from Shul Friday night, when you come home really from Shul Shabbos day also, make Kiddush immediately. You want to shmooze after Kiddush? You can shmooze after Kiddush. But you should make Kiddush right away. Yikadesh miyad. It is quoted in mainstream halacha, black on white in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, in Hilchos Shabbos, we should know this. Reishayin Aleph, Reishayin Gimel.
You don't have to go straight into the meal.
It's better to, but you do not have to. But the main point is that you have to make Kiddush, Yikadesh miyad. So this is true by the Leil HaSeder. The Ritva explains, Bedas Rashi, get this down, that the reason for not being tarred malachto goes on both halves of the day. The reason not to be burdened with your work goes on both halves of the day, on Erev Pesach. A, let's break this up. We aim for clarity. A, the minhag, I double underline minhag in my notes, not to do malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. Right, the minhag not to do before Chatzos. And the second understanding, Josh, is the isser of doing malacha after Chatzos. The isser. The minhag was the first, and the isser is the second of doing malacha after Chatzos. Comes the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi in Psachim disagrees. The Yerushalmi says there's no din that you must prepare at all beforehand. Others like Rav Zerachya HaLevi, that was the Yerushalmi, but others like Rav Zerachya HaLevi, quoted in the Shilta Giborim, agree that nowadays, when there's no carbon to be brought on Erev Pesach has the din of a regular Erev Shabbos and Yontif. Whatever you do for an Erev Shabbos and Yontif, you do for Erev Pesach. Whatever you don't do, you don't do. Right? It has the din of Erev Shabbos and Yontif. Right? Makum Shenagu, to do malacha on Erev Pesach, so that would hold, that shita would hold, that you may do malacha. The Rambam in Hilchos Yontif. How did it take me so long to quote the Rambam? I don't know. I guess it just did. The Rambam in Hilchos Yontif, Perek, Ches, no good explanation. Halacha Yedzayin, 8:17. Ches Yedzayin, the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif tells us, one who does malacha on Erev Pesach after Chatzos is put in nidui. He's put in excommunication. He is excommunicated. And he gets Malkus. Right? He gets Malkos if he's not excommunicated. Because Erev Pesach, says the Rambam, is different than all other Arve Yomim Tovim. Erev Pesach is different than all other Arve Yomim Tovim. Why? Because it has a Karban Chagiga. We should know the why to the what. It has the Karban Chagiga, and it has Shechitas Karban Pesach. What?
That's my vote that you gave me.
Oh, okay. Oh, very good. Very good. Excellent.
Now or after?
Right.
After.
The why to the what. Very good. The Rambam continues in the next halacha. In Ches Yud Ches. Not Ches Yud Zayin. Ches Yud Ches. The Rambam in Hilchos Yontif 8:18 tells us, Ariel, get this down. He equates the Isser Malacha of Erev Pesach with that of Chol HaMoed. Even though it's more lenient in the sense that it's only usher for half a day. We're going to get to Chol HaMoed. It's going to be one of our two topics. With Moed Katan, three prakim and two topics, we do an exhaustive and comprehensive learning in our 45 minutes of Chol HaMoed and Avelos. Maseches Moed Katan, which is the first week of March. I'm giving Musar that week. The first Thursday, March 2nd. That's the second out of two. Yeah, it's Rosh Chodesh Adar.
You like to give twice a year.
Chanukah and Purim. My boys know. Wonderful. So the captain speaks and I do. Okay. So furthermore, the connection to Chol HaMoed is even stronger. The connection to Chol HaMoed is very strange. Because we'll repeat this on March 2nd. Haba Aleinu Latova. But the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yirches. Oh, the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yirches makes clear that the Isser Malacha on Chol HaMoed emanates from the fact that it's called a Moed. Kara alaim oed. You got the tape.
Say that one more time, please.
You missed half the show.
It's called the moed. It's called the moed. The Issa Malacha and Chol HaMoed comes from the fact that it's called a moed.
Just got your back.
Shkoyach, thank you. Rashi in Maseches Avos. Rashi Maseches Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Aleph, tells us the term Hamevaze es Hamoados, one who disgraces the Moadim, means that you are Mechalel Cholomoid by doing Malacha or treating it like a weekday in the way you dress. We should make sure you don't have to get in a suit and tie. Mevaze es Hamoados, disgracing the festivals, refers to disgracing Cholomoid in the way you dress. You shouldn't dress the same way. The Kaf HaChaim says you should have different sets of clothing for different days. One for Yontif, one for Shabbos. Yontif is higher than Shabbos, actually. Yontif, Shabbos, weekday, and then the red letter days. Like the days like Rosh Chodesh, Hanukkah, Purim, Chol HaMoed. I personally do a white shirt.
Tu B'Shvat.
I do a white shirt, like something special. Maybe Tu B'Shvat. It doesn't matter that like the Ramah has like half a line. It's like nothing. It's like... We don't, in pure halacha, Tu B'Shvat has like half a line. We don't say tachton, we don't say tzidkascha. The fact that those two things are dependent on each other means it's not a full line, it means it's a half a line. All he needs to say is tachton, and we understand tzidkascha. Very good, Jenny, right? So, okay, good. So that's Rashi and Avos. This is supported by Rashi and Sanhedrin. Just when you thought you were off the hook with Rashi's, Rashi and Sanhedrin, Naftali Tesamid Aleph, tells us as well the same idea. Maybe we can answer this strange comparison by looking at the juxtaposition in Parshas Emor. Listen carefully. Eile moadei Hashem asher tikru osam b'moadam, followed by b'chodesh harishon b'arba asar yom l'chodesh bein harbayim pesach l'Hashem. If we didn't get all those words down, and I assume we did not, we should get down the Eile moadei Hashem, get this down. Eile moadei Hashem is juxtaposed with Pesach. Pesach and right, and Chol HaMoed, and the Moad. Meaning to say that Yudalad Nisan from Chatzos is called the Moed. Yudalad Nisan, Erev Pesach, from Chatzos, this is the most important. Erev Pesach is called a Moed. The Netziv, so similarly, right, the Netziv, I'm going to take your question in a second because we're almost at the end of the second topic. Similarly, this is true here because anytime you bring a Karban, there's an Isser Malacha. That's why it's only called a moed after Chatzos, which is the proper time for the Korban Pesach. Yeah, Joshi.
Can you repeat that?
I'll
repeat it for you, Zaki. Netziv, similarly, said it's true here that anytime you bring a Korban, it's a Malacha.
Which has to be after Chatzos.
Any day that you bring a Korban, Zach, Moshe Rabbeinu,
Moshe Land.
Okay.
Yes.
Does that mean we should be wearing a big day Yom Tov from Chatzonan?
You can. That's actually a very nice minute. Why people don't do it is because they haven't showered for Yontif yet. You can shower at 11:30, but there are people who are also grading maror and making charoses and getting dirty. Then you got to go to mikveh.
You have to shave like and fasting. Three spear of shave before Chatzos.
Very good question. The answer is no, because. No, because that falls into it's the Issur Malacha before Chatzos. Right, but this is Litzorech HaMoed.
Okay.
This is Litzorech HaYontif. Great question. Great question. But yeah.
The judge for questions?
You should just know also, though, it's only called the Moed after Chatzos, Halacha L'maisa, which is the proper time for the Korban Pesach. Why? Again, please get this down. I don't think I emphasize this enough because this was actually a new point. It's only called the Moed based on Janae's great question. Thank you for keeping me on my toes. It's only called the Moed, Halacha L'maisa, after Chatzos.
I need water.
Why, Ariel Yosef? Why? Because you only bring the Karban. The Zman HaRa'i for the Karban, Eitan Moshe, is after Drehehe, which is after Chatzos. So the answer to you, Moshe Yankiv, the answer to you is... Janae.
I assume this is Hefker.
Yeah, whatever.
In the middle of a shear.
Hello? Is that you're allowed to do malacha after Chatzos. Third topic, out of four. Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach. The prakim from... The prakim... prakim 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 deal with Karban Pesach.
Oh my God! Pause it.
The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Tzadivav Med Aleph tells us the Karban Pesach needs bikur. It needs to be checked. The Karban Pesach needs to be checked. It needs to be checked 4 days. Get this down. 4 days before the Yontif. I will not pause it. We will go through.
I got it all down, if you're wondering.
Me too. Should've needs down. To be checked for
it's okay, but I will not pause it. Okay, absolutely not. I'm principled. I will
sorry.
Not pause it.
I'm sorry.
What
to be on recording.
Check it 4 days before the Hakrava on Erev Pesach. From Yud Nisan. Menachos Chinuch mentions this also to mention it is one of his most, you know, important points. Yud Aleph, Yud Bet, Yud Gimel, so it's ready on Yud Dalet. It's okay. What's this man hakrava? What time do you need to bring the carbon Pesach? Let's go through the mitzvah. What's this man hakrava? The Gemara in Psachim on Daf Nun Ches Med Aleph, right? Starting from Prakim Tamin Nishlat, the 5th, 6th, 7th. I know it was a little ratty before, it's fine. But just to understand, just the lay of the land. The 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th deal with carbon Pesach. Namely, and mainly, the 5th, 6th, and 7th. The 8th a little bit less so, and the 9th deals with Pesach Sheni. The Gemara in Psachim Daf Nun Ches, which is well within those boundaries of the 5th, 6th, and 7th, tells us the Karban Pesach, the Karban Atamid is shechted before the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach is shechted after. The Karban Atamid is shechted before the Karban Pesach at 7.5 hours. 7.5 hours into the day. Followed by the Karban Pesach. It must be after Chatzos. Important to get this man down, please. Why is the Karban HaTamid before the Karban Pesach? I only do that because I want you to get this down. I want you to be a Talmud Chacham. It's okay. Clean up what you need to clean up. We are in the middle of the Karban Pesach. Control yourself. The Karban HaTamid, why is the Karban HaTamid before the Karban Pesach? Why, Ariel? So there are a couple of explanations. Either it did in the Hakravas Karban HaTamid, that you have to move it earlier, not delay it. The focus, Zach, is on the Karban HaTamid. Or it's a din in the Akravas Karban Pesach that you have to delay it. The focus, the spotlight, Zach, the second way of understanding is that it's a focus on the Karban Pesach. Either Tamid or Pesach, that you have to delay it.
Why would it be a focus on the Karban Pesach? Saying what would be the reason that...
Because this is the special Karban of the day, that's why.
So then why wouldn't it go first?
You want to
because so
the
then you get
possible.
Back to
no
then you get back us oh, so then you get back to Tadir, which yeah. Josh knows when we did in so Tadir Mekudas Shvachim, which
then?
Was 2 weeks before Purim last year. We did it in the side room over there. I think that was Vachim, if I remember correctly. Isaac was there with the laptop, the whole thing.
Wouldn't that be the reason then Tadir and not the focus?
You can say that. I just thought because we aim for clarity that you look at what you're putting the spotlight on. Control yourself. You look what you're putting the spotlight on. Come on. You look what you're putting the spotlight on. Which carbon is the spotlight on? You're right. It does relate to Tadir. But yeah.
I don't see what spotlight... What would be the spotlight? I'm saying... Forget it. I'll ask you after.
Carbon HaTamid, the spotlight would be on Tadir. Carbon Pesach would be on the carbon Hayom.
Then it should go first.
No, so not really. It's more just like, is the emphasis more on bringing up, on moving up, or keeping it in its zman, the Karban HaTamid, or the importance of delaying the Karban Pesach? So I guess that it's all Tadir. It's just, would you rather delay the Karban Pesach? Good question. Would you rather delay the Karban Pesach? Or the focus is on, no, Tadir, and Tadir means, what does Tadir mean here? You're right. It's like a very fine line. I expected that somebody was going to ask this question. No, you're right. It's a very like fine line.
We have any good answers?
It's not a very this is our, you know.
Okay.
We do have a good answer.
I'm saying this.
Everybody calm down. We have a proof. And this is our answer. We have a proof from the Gemara in Psachim Daf Hamad Aleph. The Gemara in Psachim on Daf Hamad Aleph quotes the Maimer de Rava. Please. The Gemara in Psachim, Hamad Aleph, quotes from the Maimer de Rava. Shir is supposed to be serious time, please. We can have a couple of jokes, it's all good. Based on the Pasuk of Lo Sishchat al Chameit Dam Zivchi. Lo Sishchat al Chameit Dam Zivchi, right? You can't shech the Karban Pesach and still have Chameit in your possession. Tosfos quotes the Rashba that how can you learn that chametz is usher from 6 hours into the day on Erev Pesach? Isn't this man shechitas Karban Pesach after the Karban HaTamid? And a Karban HaTamid that shechted before Chatzos is puzzle. How do you get out of this? If you shech the Karban HaTamid too early, it's puzzle. Therefore, follow me now. Therefore, the Zman Shechita cannot be immediately after Chatzos, but rather only once there was a Hakravas Karban HaTamid. There you can see the spotlight on both. It is a very fine line. It's an excellent question. But when you line up the Zmanim and you line up how early, or not how early, Bedafka not how early, a Karban HaTamid or Karban Pesach can be brought, you see, it's a very fine tune. But what's your focus? It's a very fine line. But what's your focus? So on the Karban HaTamid being earlier, or on delaying the Karban Pesach? But you're right, Ariel, 100%. It's not the greatest explanation. Yeah.
So obviously the Karban Pesach depends on the Karban HaTamid.
Yeah. Very good. Therefore, the Zman Shechita cannot be immediately, as we said before, cannot be immediately after Chatzos, just repeating for a second, but rather only once there was our Karban Karban HaTamid. So since, we move forward now, so since the Di'evit, if you shech the Karban Pesach before the Karban HaTamid, it's still kosher, albeit b'di'evit. I just have to clarify that. It's kosher, albeit b'di'evit. Albeit b'di'evit. So the Zman Shechita must be from Chatzos and on. Yeah, yeah. It can be, but it doesn't matter because the Zman Shechita is going to be even later than that anyway. The Zman Shechita is going to be once you have Chametz out of your possession. It's going to be from Chatzos and on. And your, what's it called? Your beer is before that, Jacob. Your beer is before that. Your beer is at, you know, think of when the beer chametz is in your communities. 10:45, 11 o'clock, 11:30. 11:30, 6, 7, yeah. Like 5th and 6th, yeah. Okay. You see from here that the fact that the Karban HaTamid is brought before the Karban Pesach, it's a din in the Karban Pesach. That you must delay it after the Karban HaTamid. How do you know, I would love Ariel to be here for this, because this was his question, if it really was a din, so somebody fill in the notes and just let him know when he comes back. I'm sure you have to leave for a good reason. Yeah, sure. But if it really was a din, and if none of you can do it, I will do it because I have the notes right here. Because if it really was a din in the Akarvas Karban HaTamid, Josh, if it really was a din in the Akarvas Karban HaTamid, that you need to bring it earlier, you still have the question that according to this, the Zman Hakarvas Karban Pesach is at Chatzos, exactly. At that moment, the Zman Karban Pesach has come only because the Akravas Karban HaTamid needs to be before the Karban Pesach. Only because this leads to that. Only because A leads to B. That's the only reason why. Interestingly, you still have to time it right. You still have to time the Karbanos right, Zach, because the Zman Shechitas Karban Pesach is not immediately following Chatzos. Which is why the Shita Mekubetzes in the first parak of Menachos tells us there still is an issue of Mechusar Zman. You're missing time now. If you bring the Pesach before the Karban HaTamid, even Bo Bayom, even the same day, you still have a problem. And we answer that anything brought as a Kapara, Bo Bayom, is not a problem of Mechusar Zman. If it's brought as a Kapara and it's brought Bo Bayom, it's not a problem.
That's Shita Mekubetzes?
Yeah. In Menachos, on that Hayam and Aleph. That's easy to brush off the problem, right? The problem is that there really is a problem of Mechusar Zman when you reverse the order. So we're back to where we started. So you have to say then, there's a problem of Mechusar Zman. You're not timing it properly. There's some lapse in time. There's some gap in time. It must be then that the order is a din in Karban Pesach, not the Tamid. And that's why there's an issue with Mechusar Zman. You're left with the issue of Mechusar Zman. You didn't find a good answer, Eitandre. So you have to say that it's a din in the Karban Pesach, not the Tamid. That's why there's an issue with Mechusar Zman. Our fourth and final topic for tonight, which is going to take us till the end. And I mean take us to the end, and obviously take us to the end, but it's the bulk of the shir. And that is the halachos of Leil HaSeder. Let's go. This is super important. Get this down. Well, I would love for everyone to be here. Kadesh. Kadesh is different than Kiddush on a regular Shabbos. How? There are numerous differences. The first difference is, Kiddush on Shabbos, the main mitzvah is Dibur, is speaking, and the Gemara in Sukkah, Lamed Ches, we should know this because we should know where things are in Shas. This is very important to Gemara to know for Shas. The Gemara in Sukkah, Lamed Ches, Amid Beis, Lamed Ches, Amid Alva, Lamed Ches, Amid Beis, tells us about Shomea Ka'one. Shomea Ka'one works. You can listen to other people just like you do with Kriyas Megillah. When the Baal Kori gets up and lays the Megillah, you listen. Tells us Shomea Ka'one works. Dalid Kosos, the Baliatos will say in Erevin, based on the Gemara that Paskins, Hamekadesh Tzarech Sheyitom, the person who makes Kiddush has to taste a little bit, is unsure and thinks that maybe it's a mitzvah shtia. It's a mitzvah shtiyah for everybody. Everybody has to drink the Daled Kosos. Everybody. Not just the Mekadesh. Everyone needs to drink. For Kiddush on Shabbos, just the Mevarich needs to drink. How much does he need to drink on Shabbos? A Melo Lugmav, which comes out to a Rove Revius, most of a Revius. That's Shabbos. But for Kiddush and Daled Kosos, the Ramban says, the Ramban in Psachim says, you have to drink each of the Daled Kosos. We're doing something very important. I'm glad you came back. We also answered your question on the din of Karban Pesach and Karban HaTamid. But get this down because we're in the fourth topic. That's why everyone's taking intensely all the halachas of Leil HaSeder, Ariel.
Oh.
Yeah. We went through about three differences. I'll catch you up later. Three differences between Kaddish and Kiddush. Kaddish at the Leil HaSeder and Kiddush on a Friday night. Yeah. What?
You drink all four cups only in Malay Ligma, that's fine?
No. You drink rove of each of the Daled Kosos.
Josh,
that's the Ramban. That's the Ramban.
Very good.
Is that the Ramban?
Yeah. And that's where we paskin. What's another difference? There's a third difference. We had a first, Dibur Shtiyah. The second difference was how much you have to drink. The second difference is in a shear. We aim for clarity. This is super clear. The second difference is in the shear. Right, a Melo Lugmav, a Mali Lugmav, or Rove of each of the Daled Kosos, either Rove Revius Friday night, or Rove of each of the Daled Kosos, or, and the third difference now, is, for Kiddush on Shabbos, Kiddush on grape juice is fine. The Gemara Bava Basra tells us, in the fifth or sixth parak, I'm forgetting which one, Sochit Adam Eshkol Shal Anavim Va'omer Alav Kiddush Hayom. The Gemara in the sixth parak, very good. It is. It is.
Woo!
Right? Hamochi Yayin.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, parak Hamochi Yayin.
You gotta know where things are in Shas.
But for Daled Kosos, there's a machlokes. Please get this down, machlokes achronim. Between the lower east side, between Rav Moshe and my great grand rabbi, Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik, the Rav. Rav Moshe says it requires derech cheirus. It needs to be intoxicating, so you need wine, as opposed to Friday night where it could be grape juice. Kadesh, I'm not talking about the other three kosos. I'm not talking about the cup at the end of Magid, and I'm not talking about the kos at Hallel, you know, and benching and at the end of Hallel. I'm talking about for the first cup. Kadesh, differences, three differences between Kadesh and Kiddush. Kadesh, according to Rav Soloveitchik, grape juice is acceptable for Daled Kosos. So there's really no difference. But according to Rav Moshe, derech cheirus, you need it to actually be intoxicating. It's objective cheirus, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein. For Rav Soloveitchik says that it's subjective cheirus. You feel free because you love cold kedem. Great. You can have that. I'm not talking about 2, 3, and 4. Just kos 1, you need, according to Rav Moshe, you need wine. True, you need derech cheirus according to Rav Soloveitchik, but it's a subjective derech cheirus. According to the Rambam, it's good even if it's not intoxicating. Just when you thought three differences between Kadesh, between the first cup at the Seder night, and Kiddush were enough, we have a fourth difference. For Kiddush on Shabbos, you have to sit when you drink. But for Daled Kosos, in addition to sitting, you have to lean, you must do Haseba. Now please listen carefully because this is a major Shas point. It's consistent with our style, but I need you to listen carefully. The Gemara in Psachim on Daf Kuf Chesamad Aleph, at the bottom, towards the bottom, if I'm not mistaken, doesn't tell us which of the Daled Kosos you need to do Haseba for. Is it the first two? Is it the last two? You will hear this in future years. You will learn this, and I want you to learn this here if you've never heard this. The Gemara never tells us which one in the Shach L'Tayr of the Gemara, and then says, Hilkach, at the end of the Gemara, says, that's why you have to lean for all four. Bam, Kasha, Ariel, Yosef, listen carefully. What does that mean, you have to lean for all four? Why would you have to lean for all four if Haseba and Daled Kosos is a din drabanan, Jene? Suffik drabanan lakula. Bam, Kasha, glaring Kasha. What is going on here? Why would you have to lean? Suffik drabanan lakula, you shouldn't have to lean for anything. Comes the Ran in Psachim, asks that question, why should you have to lean for all four? We should invoke Safik Drabanan Lekula. It's the Ran in Psachim. The Ran has a couple of answers. The first answer is, we try to avoid Safik Drabanan Lekula at all costs. Whenever we can, we try to avoid it. when there's very little tircha. Here, there's very little tircha. Jews like to eat. Jews like to drink. I'm not kidding. So just because we find this enjoyable, we'll drink a little bit. There's very little tircha. So we lean for all four. The second answer is a major Shas point. It's something that you might not be familiar with. Make sure your pen is ready for this. What? This is still the run. This is all the run. The second is, it's what's called, and I'll say this slowly, atarte desasre. Atarte desatre, like from the word stira. Right? Desatre. Samech, tuf, resh, yud.
Got it? I got it.
It's contradictory. It's internally contradictory. Meaning, each coast you'll say independently. If you took each coast independently, Zach, you wouldn't have to lean. And you'll end up with nothing. So that's contradictory. You have to end up with something. You might not be sure. It might be Doraisa, it might be Drabanan, Daud Kosos, Haseba are both Drabanan, obviously. But we find that nowhere in the Torah, Daud Kosos and Haseba. But it's a Tarti de Sasre. Tarti de Satre. So you'll end up with nothing. So we don't invoke Safik Drabanan Lakula, but Makom Tarti de Sasre. We would never say you don't have to do anything. Therefore, we do Haseba for all four. Next point. Now we're done with Kaddish and Kiddush and the four differences and something you're a little cool.
If you don't, would you have to repeat, drink the cup again with Haseba?
That is a machlokas. We tried, we tried to redo it,
For the ones third and fourth, you're not
a... No, for the first, I'm talking.
I've seen that before.
For the first and second, for sure. You forget to lead. Very good, very good, very good. Our next, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim at the Seder night is a special mitzvah d'oraisa. How does this mitzvah differ from the twice a day mitzvah, from the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? Like we pass him like Benzoma, Brachos, at the end of the first parak, we pass him like Benzoma, where we're maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim by Yom of Alayla. How does it differ? We mentioned it twice a day, every day in Shema, in the third paragraph. Comes Rav Chaim in his Chidushim al Hashas, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, Rav Chaim Brisker, and says, for Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, all you need is a Haskara Bialma. You just need a mention. A Haskara is a mention. La Haskir means to mention. All you need is a mention.
Who said that?
Rav Chaim Brisker.
This is Rav Chaim Brisker. Mm-hmm. For Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we follow the method of Derech She'ila Utshuva. Ask and answer. And it has to take the form, I understand, I'm well aware, it's Machlokas Amoraim between Rav and Shmuel in Psachim, in Arve Psachim, but we follow the form of Maschil B'Gnus and Messiah B'Shvach, right, Messiah B'Shevach. You begin with the derogatory, detrimental, tragic points, right, Avon Mayun L'Farb Mitzrayim, and you end up, the Achshav Kervan L'Makom L'Avodaso. That's the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Right, Rav says that it's Avadma Yinu Lufar Mitzrayim, and then Vayotzienu Hashem Elokeinu Misham. Shmuel says it's Mitchila Ovdi Avodah Zarah Hayu Avseinu. That's the Maschil Bignus, and you end up with Va'achshav Kervanu Hamakom Lavodah. So that's Shmuel. It could be they're both right. For Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you need to address, in order to be Yotzei the Mitzvah, you need to address the Mitzvos Halayla. All year round, all you need to do is Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Yotzei Yaschem Me'Eretz Mitzrayim. And that's it. But you need to mention all the mitzvahs halayla. This explains the Mishnah in Psachim, Daf Kuf Tesvav, which was part of Zach's Siyum on Sukkah, Dvar Torah. The Gemara in Psachim, the Mishnah in Gemara in Psachim on Daf Kuf Tesvav, quotes the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel. Om Rabbi Gamliel, kol shlo amru shlosha dvarim bepesach, lo yotzei dei cholasa, ve'elu hein, Pesach, Matzah, Umaror. Why is it that you weren't... Right, and we know, right, the Rambam says, get this down, the Rambam says that you weren't even Yotzei B'Dieved. Why are you not Yotzei B'Dieved?
You don't say them.
So we need to know the why to the mitzvah, right? The Bach explains in Hilchos Sukkah, I'll probably mention this after, but why is it that you're not Yotzei B'Dieved? The short answer, I just don't have time, the short answer is that you need to know the why to the what. You need to know Tam HaMitzvah. The Bach in Hilchos Sukkah, Simon Reish Chaf, Tuf Reish Chaf Hei explains this through the three Lamans, through the three Lamans in the Torah. Laman Tiyat Torah Shabbaficha, the end of Parshas Bo. Laman Yedidor Sechem Kivasukha Shabbat Yisrael Motiyah Samayat Mitzrayim. And Laban Tisku Rasisim is called Tosai Visim Kadoshim Lo Kechem at the end of Parsha Shlach that we say twice a day, every day, Tzitzis. Okay. The Rambam in his Minyan HaMitzvos Yoshua leaves out Zechir Sisiyas and Triam, or Chavrusa. Leaves out Zechir Sisiyas and Triam. Why does he leave it out? So Rav Chaim explains the Rambam that the Rambam held it was part of Kriya Shema and Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. If it's part of that, so then it's subsumed under Kriya Shema and Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. The Rambam does count Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, though, as opposed to Zechira. He counts Sipur because we will speak about it B'mos HaMashiach. Next.
Why he leaves out Sipur?
What? This is all within the topic of Leil HaSeder. Leaves out Zechira and he mentions Sipur. What are the Zmanim? What are the times for the Leil HaSeder? What are the times for the Seder night? Tosos and Psachim, Daf Tzadi, Tesim and Beis. Dima Maschal Ad Shetechshach says Lo Yochal Adam Ad Shetechshach. A person is not allowed to eat until he's dark. Until it's dark. Why does the Mishnah feel the need to tell you Ad Shetechshach? So Tosfos explain in Psachim and Arvi Psachim. It's the first Tosfos in Arvi Psachim explains because on Shabbos and Yom Tov, mainly Shabbos, the Gemara in Brachos, the beginning of the fourth parak, Daf Chavav Medbeis, tells us you can eat Suda Shabbos mi ba'od yom. This is the sugya. Maybe I'll give it later. Rabbi Targum likes when I give it on the Kaitzman Shabbaton. It's called Making Early Shabbos. The whole sugya Making Early Shabbos. A lot of ideas there. And you're allowed to eat Suda Shabbos mi ba'od yom. But you can't eat matzah mi ba'od yom because of Be'er of Tochlu Matzos. The Gzeira Shava, Ariel Yosef Chabura, a foreman of Tesvav, Tesvav Michaga Matzos. We were all there. Tesvav, Tesvav Michaga Matzos. The second parak of Sukkah mentions this. The second parak of Sukkah mentions this. Basically, fellas, we're running low on time. Let's go. Basically, Rav Chaim explained that the mechayvim are different. The thing that's being mechayv you is different. The chiyuv of Suda Shabbos V'yontif is Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha V'yontif, a little bit of lumbus from the Brisker family. While the chiyuv of Achilas Matzah is Leil Chamisha Asar B'Nisan. You have to wait for the 15th at night. You have to wait for Tzeis HaKochavim. When's the Sov Zman HaSeder? So it depends upon the Sov Zman Achilas Korban Pesach. It's a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria says Balayla Hazeh means before Chatzos.
Who said that?
That's Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. And Rabbi Akiva says it may be eaten until the morning, right? Shas Chipazon, till the time of haste. Ad Shas Chipazon. The Avnei Nezer, this is the Tznai of the right? This is the Tznai, the well-known Tznai of the Avnei Nezer. What if you're stuck and you won't make Achilas Matzah before Chatzos? So 5 minutes before Chatzos, you make a Tznai. This is the Tznai of the Avnei Nezer. We need to know that this is the Tznai of the Avnei Nezer. You have a condition. You say, if Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria is right, this is Afikomen. And if Rabbi Akiva is right, this is not Afikomen, and you have to have another Kezias afterwards, and you can. What is the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah? Parshas Bo tells us, Ushmartem es ha-matzos. We prefer matzos shmura, shmura matzos. This is based on the din of Lishma. We will get back to this when we do Maseches Gittin in Kayetzman. Rashi im Psachim Daf Mem says this is based on the din of Lishma. The Rambam in Hilchos Chametzu Matzah, Perakei Halacha Tes, tells us, Ushmartem es ha-matzos is a din of shmira, of shmura, mechimutz, making sure that it doesn't even become chametz. Has nothing to do with lishma. To nafkamina, whether shmura matzah is required for all of Pesach or just the Seder. What is it required for? Shmura matzah or the whole Seder? Shmura matzah or the whole Seder? So Rashi says only for the Seder. The Rambam says, get this down please fellas, the Rambam says you need shmura matzah for the entire yontif, all 7 days. Make aliyah. All 7 days of Pesach.
If a guy has a kazayit matzah of shmura, sorry for bothering you.
Problem, we're on tape here. All good, all good, all good, all good. Ki yoyrech
yonif. Yeah.
Yeah.
It could be an Auschwitz, it could be a soldier, it could be... Does he eat it? Or does he eat it in the end?
Talking about the shvur now.
Ah, so you're supposed to for the first kezias. That's the machlokas between the Rashbam and the... I want to see Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam. The Rambam and the Rashbam. Who is it? It's the Rashbam and somebody else. It's okay, but it's the Rashbam and somebody else. No problem, no problem. We're not giving anything to YU. Definitely not for free. Okay. Right, no, I'm just saying, it's machlokas between the Rashbam and others, which include the Rambam. Okay, let's just finish up another minute and just talk about... you know what? We'll just end off with like the shortest. Let's just talk about Zeichel HaMikdash for a second, which we spoke about another time. We know that Korech was Zeichel HaMikdash. Korech is Zeichel HaMikdash. So how can you say Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillel if you can't talk? Isn't it considered to be a hefsek? So just the last point. It's not a hefsek because it's the Inyan Le'inyan Ba'oso Inyan. The Be'er Halacha says that's not true. That's why, and that's why many people paskin, including yours truly, you should say Zeichel HaMikdash Kehillel after eating Korech. Different minhagim about this. It's considered to be talking Me'inyan Le'inyan, so it's fine. There are others who say, that might be fine, but important to get down that there are others who say, if you can wait, it's better to wait. I look forward to joining you for an unbelievable...